One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three.
Trusted with, we pray for wisdom in our deliberations and safety for all who are here. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we need a roll call.
Kevin Crocker, Sunday New Lake. Randy Klein.
Here.
Jerry McLaughlin.
Here.
Howard.
Here.
You have to call.
Okay. Consideration of minutes?
I'll move approval of the last month's minutes.
I got a motion, I have a second.
I wasn't here.
All right. I'll hand you the gavel, I'll second it.
I have a second.
You got a second.
I have a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let's move on. Give my hammer back. Okay, thank you. All right. Unfinished business.
Terminal building construction, I don't have a new update for you. We're, you know, the project's on hold until we can get an answer from FDOT on the extra $1 million in grant funding that we've requested of them. We won't know an answer to that till about November of this year. And if it doesn't work out in our favor on that, in that time frame, we have to wait till about May of 2017. Then we have the RFP out on the street now for the property sale, and if that's successful, certainly that can go towards the terminal project as well. But that's it for my update on that.
And when's your property sale? You probably talked about it last time when I wasn't here.
That's the RFP for the non-aviation property on the airport, 447 acres.
You have fire?
No, it's...
You're saying you've
got all... Have you had any inquiries for additional information or anything?
They are all going through purchasing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not privy to any inquiries in that, but it's advertised, it's on the street through October 31st. We are doing quite a bit of advertising for it. We've got digital ads in the Miami Herald, Tampa Tribune, and we're finalizing some advertising in the Atlanta area. We've got print advertising in Florida Trend magazine, and that actually just came out today, came in the mail. It's this top left-hand corner there. So we've got print out. Andy Signs is finalizing some street-side signage that we can put on the actual property.
Say all or part, is that listed?
I'm sorry?
Just say all or part?
Well, initially for this RFP, it's whole, all 447 acres. If we don't find a buyer for all of it, then we'll a la carte the individual parcels out. But it's the city's intent and preference to sell it all at once.
We got city representative Ken. Have purchasing received any additional requests for information over the RFP for the airport?
I haven't heard about anything other than a couple of inquiries last week.
Yeah, okay.
But that doesn't mean I haven't.
No, I'm not, I don't.
They have notified me that we changed this last week.
We've probably got some calls of people needing some additional information or something.
But I think with the advertising, yeah, that we're starting to get right now, we'll
okay.
Hopefully light up the phone.
That's good. Thank you.
Any more questions on the terminal building? Hopefully I'll have better news to present to the board at September meeting.
All right, do we want to postpone C a little while, or do we want to do C?
We're still on B, aren't we?
Well,
we could do B. Sure, we could do B. I brought this up last month. Ocala Aviation Services is proposing to lease the airport training site on the west side of the airport. The lease has been submitted to the city attorney for his review. And just to recap, it's a 12.68 acre campus. The lease is initially a 2-year term with 3 1-year extensions. Rent starts out about $750 per month and then incrementally increases to $5,700 per month. The lease does not extend beyond the year 2021. and there is a request for a purchase option of a property from Locale Aviation Services.
When does it go to $5,700 per month? That's it.
Couple years out. It's
so is it like $750 and $1,520?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's skip over B.
Let's go to new business.
Wait for Mr. Crawford.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do.
Under new business, we have we are in receipt of a FAA grant that will pay for the design for the rehabilitation taxiway off. RSNH, who has been a consultant on and off the airport for a number of years, they actually designed the runway reconstruction, both of them, some taxiway work and some airfield lighting for us. They were selected through the CCNA, that's the Competitive Negotiation Act, as the engineer for this project. They will design taxiway alpha rehabilitation. The total price tag for the design is $418,998. FAA grant is $377,098. We have a request in to FDOT to provide additional funding that will satisfy the city's matching requirement of $33,520. So our local match, the airport's cost, is $8,380 for this design project. The FAA grant will go to City Council for their approval the first week of September, and hopefully the FDOT grant will follow shortly thereafter. I'll probably get that in late September. So once all the grants are signed and approved and then back to us, we'll probably get started on the design in mid-November, by the time we get it. So the picture that we have up here, this is the this depicts the design for construction limits for taxiway alpha. From alpha 1 down to about alpha 7 is the oldest pavement on alpha. It was constructed first. I think it's well over 30 years old. And then from about alpha 7 down to alpha 10 is relatively newer. It's still about 20 to 25 years old. But because they were constructed in two different time frames, the failures are a little different. We're getting a lot of longitudinal and transverse cracking from alpha 1 to alpha 7. They're relatively evenly spaced apart following the paving lanes and in the shoulders of that transverse cracking. And then from alpha 7 to alpha 10, we have a lot of alligator cracking, where the main wheels would be rolling. So there's a little bit of rutting going on there. It's indicative of a base failure. It's interesting because from alpha 7 to alpha 10, it's the newer pavement, but it's failing quicker than the pavement from alpha 1 to alpha 7.
Well, the base is always the most important part anyway. So.
Indeed. Now, some of the red and the blue highlights on that picture, the FAA has changed their design standards when it comes to taxiway construction. They do not permit a straight access from the ramp to the runway anymore. So when you look at alpha 1, right from the ramp straight across to the runway, this doesn't meet their new standard. So we actually have to remove a section of the pavement and then relocate it a little further south. Again, at alpha 3, it's the same problem. So we'll remove alpha 3, probably won't replace it because we have alpha 2 here and 4 and 5. We have alpha 6, again, it's a straight shot access. We'll remove alpha 6 and relocate that. And then again, alpha 10 down here, because we have alpha 9 and alpha 11, we'll probably end up just removing alpha 10 and not replace that. And then the S-turn, the famous S-turn, we're going to straighten that out as best we can. There's some lighting involved in the project. Because we're playing around with the connectors, it changes the ratio that the lights are installed. So there's an electrical component to the design.
Absolutely have to remove Alpha 10?
Yes.
I think we need it.
That doesn't meet standards. It'd be difficult to convey that to the FAA.
Well, we need to replace it 30 feet over or something then. I can't tell you how many times I've been waiting to take off and somebody's trying to get a clearance and, you know, just going to backlog traffic.
We can make the request, but I don't know.
No, I'm just saying shift it one way or the other so there's two turn spots.
Well, it can't get any closer to Alpha 9.
Can you get closer to Alpha 11?
We might be able to do that. We'll look into it.
It's nice having two there.
I understand. It's just, I don't know if it's, I don't know if shifting it to the south will still satisfy the FAA's requirement. I don't know if we can be shifted further south closer.
You said that it can't come straight off the ramp. It's really not coming straight off the ramp.
Well, it is right now. It's a straight shot right off of Alpha 10.
Right, there was to
right here. Right
hanger.
Right here.
Flip.
Yep. Yeah. Straight right across. Right, so if it moves any further this way, we might be able to make that work. But like I said, I have to talk to our engineers about it. I don't have the book memorized. I don't know what the distance or the separation criteria is between the two connectors. But I have to look at it.
Well, if we can do it, I think it needs to be put back.
Okay. Duly noted. The construction of this will occur in 2019. So we're designing it now, skipping a year, and then the construction will happen in 2019. It'll be phased because it'll necessitate certain closures of the taxiway, but we don't want to, you know, close the airport to traffic, so we'll end up phasing it.
Any questions in the audience? Comments? Next.
If we go by the agenda, introduction of Mike Baker. I am happy to introduce Michael Baker.
Is this Michael Baker?
This is our Michael Baker.
Yes, the local.
He is real. He does exist. Mike joins us from, he's freshly retired from the Air Force, he just started this is his second week here at the airport. He's our operations and facilities manager, and we're extremely delighted to have him on board.
Welcome.
And he took off running, so.
I thought we were talking about our engineer.
Our engineer, yes, I know.
Well, it's nice to meet everyone, and I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you.
You call him Baker, too. All right. You go ahead and do your option, and we'll go back, or you want to hold that for the end?
No, we'll hold that to the end.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll go back.
All right, let's go back. Unfinished business on the proposal update.
Right, on the on item C, the Ocala Aviation Satisfaction Survey. It's actually just a general maintenance survey. One was emailed to everybody. We do have copies here. Just a survey of our tenants and our users, asking them, you know, basically, are they happy with the maintenance on the airport? Have they used the maintenance on the airport? And what can we do to make it better, if at all possible? I know.
Are we talking about the maintenance shop?
Ocala Aviation Maintenance and VHA Aviation.
Well, I didn't know.
Brian is also in the audience, and Ron is here too.
I didn't know if you maybe meant like the lawn maintenance and...
No. Ocala Aviation Maintenance Services. So, aircraft maintenance. So the survey went out. Staff worked with Mr. Crawford to develop that, and it went out this on Tuesday the 23rd, and we put self-addressed stamped envelopes to have them mailed back directly to us.
I was going to email it.
I'm sorry?
I was just going to email it.
Well, that's fine. If you want to email it back, that's fine.
You're just too techy.
Yeah, I don't know if that's...
Tacky? You can't call him tacky,
brother. Techy. Oh, he's tacky.
I'm sorry.
He's tacky, but I wasn't talking about that.
Oh, okay.
So we hope to have those back just prior to next month's meeting, and we'll provide a summary of what we received.
Okay. And last week, last month, Mr. Crawford made some comments that
Step up our crossword, put a good copy, and state your name for the record.
Okay, I'm Ron Towat, Arnold County Aviation Services. You made the comment we don't have good maintenance on the facility.
I didn't make that.
Actually, you did it 48-48. You said we don't have an acceptable maintenance facility on our field right now.
Okay, I did say that, and we don't.
Great.
I can't get my... You're not working on bigger airplanes. Cessna 400s.
Has anyone bought us a 400 yet for the
film? I don't know. That's what I was told by Brian, that there's other people who can't get their airplanes worked down here.
And actually, your exact quote, Brian, was according to Brian, he's taking planes they refuse to work on.
Well, that's
that was
what
your exact quote. And
that's what Brian told me.
I think it was
Have y'all worked on any 400 series Cessnas?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it was a misunderstanding of what I was... I am Brian Cagle, IOM Aviation. My understanding was that Shelter Air had a no junk policy, and Mr. Crawford called me and asked me if I could jump the airplane. So I said, well, yes, because he said if I can't, I'll call Shelter Air. I said, I think Shelter Air has a no junk policy. So I clarified that with Shelter Air. They just said they do reluctantly work, will jump airplanes. I did not know that at the time we had some capabilities.
I would like to know what an acceptable environment this can't stop is up there, seriously. Yeah. What would you
Well, let's see what the survey comes back with. My understanding of talking to other people around.
Give me an example of being personal.
Okay, I'm not going to do that, but okay.
Then all you're doing is not hearsay.
Okay, what's hearsay? That's what it is, but it's hearsay. But let's see what this survey comes back with.
The biggest issue is you. The point is, you said the people I have talked to. If you ask Shelter, if you ask the city...
Okay, we'll see if the survey comes back
in.
Let him finish, Terry.
If you ask any of them, nobody has come to the maintenance shop with a complaint. If you ask Shelter, nobody has been to Shelter with a complaint.
Okay, well, that could go away.
Nobody has been to the city with a complaint. So if anybody has a real issue, other than the people that you won't tell us who it is, wouldn't their first job be to come to us, say they have an issue, allow us to fix it, and then if we don't, then go to Shelter or to Matt, because why would these people just be going to you on the board?
They didn't go to me on the board.
Well, you said to
But anyway, I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to answer that.
Are you looking on your part? Is that where it's at?
No, I just look at, you know, we have right now a maintenance facility on the airport that's working mostly on your flight school's airplanes. We have a guy that's working out of the trunk of his car doing maintenance in T-hangers. We don't have an acceptable operation for maintenance at this airport. There should be a shop. You just put a sign up on, you put a temporary sign up on your hangar since this all started. You're 8 months into the business, you haven't put a sign on your hangar.
Okay, first off, they're not temporary, but also...
It is temporary.
We are stating the word facts that we do more on our own.
I don't know that.
But you just said we work.
I suspect that's what you're doing.
And again, all we did is we weren't here.
Can you give us the invoices of everybody?
I'm not going to give you my invoices.
I don't know who we work though.
And the point is that Matt told you in the board meeting what we have done.
Okay. Well, I could be, if I'm wrong, I stand corrected.
Well, that's the point. Is Matt told you, he gave you our numbers. He gave you Brian numbers. He gave you ExactJet numbers. And you're... let me see here. First you said neither of those were very good maintenance shops. That was your exact words. Okay? So the fact that he said that we were doing better than those two, you said they weren't good. Well, you're using Brian, who wasn't very good according to you, and you're using Rod Dudley, who was a part of ExecJet. So
That's the part I'm confused. Plus the fact the numbers he gave.
It was all that was here.
Plus
all that was available.
Plus the fact. Okay. Plus the fact the numbers he gave you were better, and there's nothing against Bryce. He does great.
He does
our better. Numbers were more, and it wasn't acceptable to you, but we had just started.
Well, let's see what the survey comes back with. My concern is that when Shelter came here, one of the things they said they would help us do would get first-class operations everywhere that we've got. And, you know, right now, if why do we have a maintenance facility and a shop and somebody in the mobile maintenance business at the same time? We should have one shop that, or two shops. You should have a shop that meets the minimum standards for FBO, and that should be what we have.
And we do meet the minimum standards.
I understand.
And Shelter did do due diligence. They did do what they were supposed to do, although you
they didn't advertise, they didn't look, they
actually,
didn't open up the opportunity.
Were you at the board meeting when Zyra came and did her whole presentation for the board?
Yes.
Because she actually did express to you that they did put information
but in talking to Shelter management, they really didn't do that.
So, and again, you're questioning what Shelter did. You guys approved it. You guys accepted what Shelter told you back then. We have done everything we said we were going to do. Okay. We haven't lied. We haven't gone against any of that.
I'm not accusing you of
lying. And you're saying we must be bad. That's why Brian does good. Right?
No, Brian, I worked with the shop when he was there. They did very acceptable maintenance. But they're no longer in business. The mechanic he had left, he went out of business.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a situation before that with a shop that wasn't a good shop at all. We had all kind of problems with that shop.
We had
a continuing...
How long is the difference you had a shop that was in business more than 2 years?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's what I was looking for, a shop that would be here, that would be here for a while.
So why are you trying to get rid of a shop that's doing well?
I don't know that you're doing well.
Exactly. Everything that you said in the last board meeting, you had, I believe, it seems, I don't know, but yet you told all these board members all the things that we're doing wrong.
Yeah, okay.
That was my
what the hell's going on, guys?
That was my opinion.
Exactly.
It didn't represent anything but my personal opinion. It didn't represent the board's opinion. That's what this is about. As a member of this board, I can have an opinion that's radically different than the other four members.
Yes, but we're talking bad about businesses.
We're going to weigh off
one other question before we go back to an ask.
Okay.
Did you tell him that you would never use us as a shop?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
All right.
No, I don't.
In my humble opinion, we're going from a ministerial function and an operations which belongs to the city of Ocala as versus an advisory board that helps establish the policies and operating procedures that we should follow.
No.
I don't know what the genesis of this was. I don't know what the solution is. But it's not going to get resolved sitting right here and he said, she said.
I agree.
So I think what we need to do is to grow up a little bit about this, and let's just don't point fingers and say, who said what? Who said this? I didn't say that. If there's a problem down there, Terry, as a board member, would probably have to recuse himself if it ever comes up here.
No.
And you don't think so?
No. It's everything to do with me. I see a problem. Because it's Brian, you know, I've talked to, other people I've talked to, that, you know, my particular airplane, the Skymaster, requires a little bit of different.
So I
ended up having to ferry it somewhere else to have it.
How about if we entertain a motion?
But the reason I brought this up, the whole reason I brought this up, this was done with the years and some of the discussion we had, and maybe I misspoke, maybe some of the things I said was taken out of context. But my intent is exactly what I'm telling you. We're 8 months into the process of a year's lease that you got to try this. I think it's a good time, given what I was seeing, given what I've heard, and I'm not going to sit here and laundry list people. People have told me things confidentially, and I'm not going to reveal those sources. But it's time to take a look at how well you're doing, so we're doing a survey. The survey will either say that you're doing well or it won't.
So
and if it says you're doing well, it doesn't have anything to do with me. I'm one vote.
Terry, this is where the city of Ocala, if as a board member or a pilot out here, you want to request a survey to be put out to all
people. I talked about it. Everybody agreed at the last meeting.
Why are we beating this dead horse here?
We're doing that. That's what I said.
If the city is going to go ahead, we'll make a motion that the city...
It's already done. It's already been mailed out.
were willing coming back in, that's right.
Yeah, the survey went out.
The survey went out.
Yeah,
well, and the idea was, we're 8 months into a 12-month trial period for you in the maintenance business. Let's see what the public says.
And the point was, we were trying to make is, and you're right, we don't want to beat a dead horse, but Terry, at the last meeting, made a lot of accusations. And it's on record. It went out. Ron and I flew down the airport, and somebody actually approached us and said, why does that board hate you so bad?
The board doesn't hate you. I've got a great deal of regard for your flight school and Ron and you. I'm not... Not that way. I just want the best possible services for the people who are based on this airport and use it. You got a great flight school. I question your maintenance.
Well, that's
my point, but that's only mine.
No one else has made it in this airport in the last 4 or 5. A lot of people give you a lot of big promises of what they were going to bring in and not bring in. We have a system that works for us because we use the base of our airplanes as the basis of being able to hire the mechanics that work for everybody else's attraction. We've had airplanes we pulled off the runway. Have you ever called us that we didn't respond immediately, Matt? To get airplanes off the runway or anything like that when they broke down?
No, we haven't had a problem with
that. Have you ever called us that we didn't respond immediately?
No.
Okay. I don't know where the people that are saying that we're not doing things for them. There are certain things we don't do. We can refer the people over to other people that can do it for them.
Yeah,
I think that might be part of the learning process with the people as to what you can and cannot do. Legally or professionally or whatever other way you can do it.
I'm not going to do something I don't feel like we're capable of doing.
That's correct. You don't want to even have a certified to do.
That situation.
Howard. Yeah, Jerry.
Let me just shed my 2 cents worth on this because it is coming up in a few months. I was a big, proponent of Shelter having a good maintenance facility, mainly because of the previous. I mean, we had Jason, we had the exec jet. And I had issues, number one, with Jason stealing a bunch of money from me, but two, the next outfit never having batteries and tires and things that they should stock. And I'm presuming y'all do stock standard type batteries and whatnot. Ultimately, I think all of this falls back on Shelter Air to make sure that they have a maintenance shop that does good work. And in the decisions we talked about when Ron and his group approached us, I think one of my questions was, okay, if you've got two or three of your airplanes in the shop and mine comes in, you know, what takes priority? And Ron, I believe you assured us that customers, or especially someone that had flown in with a problem, or someone like myself that has an airplane here, would take a priority over, say, one of your 172s. As long as you've got parts and that's still a priority, I don't really have a problem. I've had a couple, they'll look at a couple of things, and you looked at them and told me I had an issue. So
the biggest thing for us is when we're working on our planes, we're not making any money. So we want to work on other people's planes. I mean, that's the point. Yeah, but nobody's coming in. If he doesn't even, we have mechanics that can work on ours, that's how we can afford to pay them, is because they're still working on ours also. But if the second somebody comes in, they're paying our bills. We need to take care of those people. Like Randy said, it would be foolish to push them in the back and take care of our own, because that doesn't get us anywhere.
By the same token, though, if one of your planes is down, it's not making money.
That's true, but I've got enough planes that's not a good issue.
I said last month that I think it can be perfect. I mean, shops without
a base.
Your bases have failed, and I think it's a great situation if you know the people who are.
One of the reasons we can succeed, and by the way, our rent's going up, and we started paying you a higher rent in 6 months. It's going up again in 6 months, but I only pay a marginal difference in my insurance to add that item to us. If he goes back in there insuring the entire building again, his insurance is probably 4 times what I had to go.
That's an economy of scale.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what makes it work.
Yeah.
It won't work for us any other way.
Right.
And just so you guys know, we work great with Brian. He refers people to us. We refer people to him.
We share tools.
It actually works very well. He does have his base. We knew that. When we took over, we had a talk with him.
Yeah,
I don't want to stay with him.
The people that have been stuck dealing with him want to go back to him.
Yeah. We don't have any issues. Thank you.
Did they clear up that I've worked with Brian as well?
Yeah. I try to get involved with everyone. I don't, it doesn't do me any good within anybody. So, whatever needs to happen, and like I said, we have a good working relationship. If they need parts for me or we usually can work that stuff out. So.
No, you can't please everybody. I mean, there's some people who can die and go to heaven.
There will probably be some
people who can angel on each shoulder to find something to complain about. But if there's a problem, we want to get it resolved.
Yes.
And appreciate you stepping up. And Terry here, he's got his opinion. And if there's an issue, it'll show itself. And if it's already there, this may be the start of it. I'm not saying it is or it isn't. So, let's see what the survey says. It'll be in a couple of weeks. They're good at calculating. We'll take
staff,
it from there.
Yeah, and staff will present. We'll compile the results and we'll email them to the board, so you'll have some time to review them before the board will be able to prepare some questions for you.
If that's an operational procedure, if it's something we need to address as our duties, we will. Moving on.
Okay. On the manager's report, July 2016 operations, total operations were just shy of 4,800 compared to 3,600 for July 2015. We continue to trend positively on our operations counts. This is great news. And then on the fuel sales, we are about 28.7% above where we were this time last year. On the month, again, AvGas sales are through the roof.
And those are going much
better. Is that because the price is through the roof?
Yes.
Is that because the price is through the roof or the gallons?
So these are gallons. This is purely gallons. And jet fuels was relatively even. This is still reported as deliveries to the fuel tank to keep it consistent, although we are getting pumped gallons as well from Shelltown. So, if we do exactly over the next 5 months what we did in 2015, we'll finish out the year at about 710,000 gallons, which is a full 100,000 gallons more than what we did. So we're looking great as far as our fuel sales. I think we'll actually be closer to 750,000 gallons. So we continue to make up ground from our deficits and we'll be through. It helps the bottom line. We get 6.5 cents per gallon on the fuel flowage fee, so that certainly helps the budget. Some other items. We discussed the RFP again on the street right now. Hope to have some good publicity out of that. We've had some great press about the airport just in general. The ProPilot magazine, they completed their FBO ranking. Shelterra was ranked in their category, I think, which is a large chain of 11 or more locations. Shelterra ranked number 2 out of everyone.
Who's number 1?
Which one?
Probably 6. No, I think it was Millionaire.
Was it real?
Yes.
I was going to guess
you guys,
Millionaire.
Yeah,
well.
Shelterra beat Signature, the landmark locations, because the survey kind of overlapped when Landmark was still Landmark and didn't do the switch yet. So congratulations to Shelterra and the team. And then share this with you. This is a great little newspaper. I think it's once every 2 weeks, General Aviation News. They usually get about 4 or 5 copies of the FBO. And I was flipping through one morning. And I'll make copies of this and email it to the board. But the headline is Optimize Your Airport's Bragging Rights. And there's a great picture of Ocala's front entrance and Shelterra Aviation there. Basically speaks of the equine community and the customer service and just nothing but good things in the article about Shelterra and Ocala. And the restaurant was mentioned there as well. So we got some good press out of that.
Yeah.
We all were introduced to Mr. Baker, and finally the tea hanger wait list. We are pushing 20.
Go some more.
On the wait list. Yes, we'll have to start looking at that. That includes people that want to move from a smaller hangar to a larger hangar and vice versa. So we try and facilitate that and coordinate those types of movements.
Where's that coming from? New people in the town, new aircraft owners? What's the deal?
The economy's good. New aircraft owners, a shortage of supply at other airports. Get a lot of business from Pittsburgh, of all places. They're just not building hangars down there, and we get a lot of people.
I don't think they have any room left.
I had a gentleman stop in the airport yesterday, and he said that the only airport in the area of Denellen, Williston, Leesburg, so the only airport in the area that has hangar space available is Inverness, and they have two or three hangars left in the road. So other than that, everybody's at the same. So I don't know how accurate that information is, but it sounds like it's pretty accurate.
Do we have room to build anymore? I mean, we put a fuel farm where...
We do, and actually in our master plan, we looked at filling in the stormwater pond out there on 60th and tying into the existing T-hanger campus in that respect.
I thought we had the areas just south of the Hexaport.
It would probably be easier to fill in the pond and build on the existing one. The retention pond. Okay.
The DRA there, the capacity that was, was replaced in what we did with the drainage.
Yes, and there's excess capacity in our existing airside drainage that it easily accommodate the T-hanger campus without having to add additional.
Well, you could get a third more T-hangers than where the pond is.
Yep.
A lot of wasted space.
Any chance the city would loan the airport the money to build?
No, there's no chance that the city would loan the airport money to do that. We would have to secure the funds from other sources.
I've not seen my life.
We've been able to do that. We've been able to do that before.
I think it's been done before.
Well, yeah, from the electric fund, but yeah. there would be money available from FDOT and other places if we were wanting to do it.
So. Yeah, there would be, but any vertical construction funded by a grant is going to take money away from the terminal project, which we're trying to secure additional funding for that.
If you got 20 people in checks in their hand on T-hangers,
at the end of this budget year, we'll have $1 million in our operating fund. But if we get a grant for $1 million, we have to match that with something. So that's where that comes from. And there's some reserves and contingency, so it may not actually be fully.
What about capital funds? What other than FDOT? Is everything matched up against FDOT? Your grant money out?
Everything's committed over the next 2 or 3 years.
Which is probably a straight line for the city.
Okay.
So it's don't work.
I mean, we could absorb a payment, some of the structure, but at this point, in speaking with the city manager about a short-term bridge loan for the terminal project, there's absolutely no interest in doing that for the terminal. Based on that, I wouldn't even broach the idea unless I had the board's direction to do it, to ask for a bridge loan with the city manager on the team.
Well, it's Rome wasn't built in a day. It's going to take a while anywhere. But anyway, if you've got 20 people waving checks in the air,
yeah,
I think it's a lot easier to figure out how to finance a building. I think we need to develop that into a better.
Staff is looking into getting an estimate on doing the drainage improvements and redirecting some of the flow back, because we have to redirect the drainage from the east to the west. So we're going to get a cost on that.
Yeah.
Get a cost of filling in the pond, and then we'll have a cost on actually tying into the ends of the buildings. We'll work on that. We're a couple of years out on that. But one of the other things that we did to garner support for the most recent T hangars that we constructed, I think it was back in 2009, even though we got a grant for that, we started accepting deposits just to be on the wait list, fully refundable T hangar deposits. If you got a T hangar, it went to your first month's rent. It gave a little bit more support and credibility to the T-Hanger wait list. Right now, if you want to be on the list, we'll put your name down. It's a little different if you have to put $240.
I'd be sure people are hoarding them with nothing in them.
Actually, Haiti and I just discussed that yesterday. We're going through the hangars and making sure that there's an airplane attached to each hangar. We think there's a couple out there that are vacant. We need to follow up with that.
Well, you need to give them a time period to acquire one.
They have one. It's based on the lease. I think they have 3 months, if I recall correct.
We need to start enforcing that.
Yes.
We have a policy.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways around it, buddy. Leasing a 1% interest in somebody else's. They have to cross those bridges. But they have to be the owner of the aircraft or have an ownership interest in it.
Yes. Yeah, the subleasing of the T-hangers is still prohibited.
Okay. Let me ask a question. The RFP we're talking about, that's for sale of the real estate?
Correct.
Okay.
447.
Is that something, where did the idea of that come from in terms of going out looking to do that? Was that from
the airport? Staff was directed to look at advertising with a broker and...
to sell it?
Yes.
Versus lease it?
Yes. And then we were redirected to put it out as an RFP.
Redirected by whom?
I'm sorry?
Redirected by whom?
The city manager's office.
My concern in that whole thing is, you know, if you sold 47 acres, that creates a lot of cash. The cash can really only be used for the airport. At that point in time, the amount of cash that 47 acres like that would create, it's probably it would give us a really good cushion. It's far in excess of what we would need. I would hate to think that we'd sell all that and spend it on stuff, because we're in relatively good shape now. We're missing some things, but we're in good shape. The value of that land to the airport in the future relative to future development opportunities for airside kind of uses or other things that could benefit the airport might be compromised in that process, because the developer is going to take it, sell it immediately or try to do something and develop it immediately, and it may not be the best tenant that the airport could have. That's my only concern. You know, I just hate to see any governmental entity have a whole bunch of cash in a sack somewhere, because it tends to get spent, even though they can't divert it.
Right. And, you know, and the use of the property that we're disposing of is going to be
deed-restricted.
I mean, you could say deed-restricted. I mean, it's got to be a compatible use with the airport.
No tomato farms?
No residential. It's got to be compatible land use, and it's got to be approved by the FAA. FAA's got to go through. We have to do the whole process.
Those are safeguards in place. I was just asking. Yeah. I thought that was the process, but making sure.
Sir.
Yeah.
Sure.
Please. Ken White at the City of Cal. The RFP is a request for proposals for a reason. We do have criteria to basically award points towards uses that are more desirable around the airport providers. For instance, we're not going to want an animal rendering plant or residential or anything like that. So there are points in the RFP for them to demonstrate to us that this is a good use for this property, which is right next to this area. So there are safeguards.
Well, my concern is being in a hurry to get rid of something that you can't replace. So that's, long term, that's going to have a great deal of residual value.
Those are valid points. The other side of that coin, though, is if we are able to sell this, the terminal will be what you want it to be, and it'll be quickly. and you also may be able to have...
Yeah, but I hate the idea of giving up something that's got that much long-term value to the city and the airport to get a terminal that's going to depreciate to be like this one is 20 years later, obsolete. So you got to balance the two.
Well, to that point, you look at all the hospitals around town, and they all wish they had the land they sold off 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Can't replace it. So, you know, I'd be in favor of selling some of it maybe for cash, but the whole 470 kind of scares me.
Well, we identified the 447 acres is purely non-aviation, landlocked property with zero chance of access airside. We're not selling any of the aviation property. None of the property that we're selling will impact expansion of aviation assets. Well, we can still expand the runway to the north if we want to, and to the south, and we'll still be able to develop on the west side.
What do we figure 470 acres is worth?
Staff think if the values hold true, we'll probably be around 15 million.
Okay, so around the city's going to have 50. Well, whatever it is, they can have a lot of zeros on the end of the number, and that can't be used anywhere but at the airport.
Yeah.
So, do we really need that much? I'd rather have having cash in the bank that's not worth anything right now. I'd rather have it in the ground, appreciating as an asset for the airport long term. But there's a lot, obviously. You get the RFPs, let's see what we get back. It could be very interesting. But to your point, you say there's zero access to the airport ever for that. Okay, comes Cessna or XYZ airplane company. They want to build a factory there, and they need to be able to taxi to the runway from that site. I really believe, in my heart of hearts, we can figure out a way for them to do that. So, I mean, that's the point. I doubt that's going to happen. That's far-fetched. But don't ever say never, because it depends on what it is.
Fair. So true.
I just like to go easy on selling it and put a lot of money in the bank, because cash in the bank right now is not a very good commodity to have. It's not worth anything in the bank. Got to be invested in something. We get one of the best investments you can have. Land right next to an airport. In my book, Jerry and I will buy it. Yeah, we're going to live long enough to worry about getting that off.
$32,000 an acre.
That's right.
Mr. Crawford, you can go to ocalalandsale.com and get all the information.
I'm not signing on for any real estate. I got enough on my plate right now. But I appreciate it. I understand what we're doing. I just wanted to make sure. But there'll be a lot of discussion before the hammer actually falls on that, so we'll have a chance to really vet it. And the council will, I'm quite sure.
And the city will be looking for the advisory board to advise in that regard as well.
Uh-huh.
Steve, the advisory board will be a big part of the review process. That concludes my presentation.
Okay. Any additional comments from the audience? Questions from the board?
I'd like to make one. I want to make it perfectly clear. You know, this is a five-member board. Everybody here has an opinion relative to Ocala Aviation and the issue that came up here very judiciously. I'm here as an individual, but my desire as an individual is and always has been to do everything I can to make this airport better for the public, better for the stakeholders, the people that use it, including your flight school, maintenance, everybody. So when I do something is typically to make things better, I don't have any money invested in any businesses. I don't have any conflicts with anything to do with any of the airside activities, the FBO, anything here. I just have a couple of airplanes, and I want to see this place made better. That's where I'm coming from. And your flight school, I think, is one of the shining examples of great entrepreneurship on our airport. I applaud you for that. You've done a heck of a job. I just had a problem, and still do, with making sure, and that's why we're here, that the only facility we have, the only 10,000 square foot facility we have that can house maintenance on our airport is essentially, at least partially, percentage-wise, I won't argue with, by a captive flight school who's working mainly on their own airplanes. I would like to see, you know, somebody that does turbine maintenance, somebody that does, you know, has an all-around bigger footprint in terms of aviation maintenance. Perhaps you get there, but, you know, I just, it's a one-year lease, 8 months into it, I felt it was time to take a look. And if I misspoke on some things, I apologize. very much like Brian. I worked with him in his shop before he, you know, when he was involved. I worked with Jason. I've been through everything everybody else has been through. I just want to see something better, and I'm trying to make sure that's better. And the process of how that changed from Jason to Ocala Aviation, it was kind of a short one that nobody really knew much about. It just happened, and there was no, it wasn't very open in terms of an RFP, and that was my concern. So how we got into it, where we are, but I'm not here because I think you guys are bad guys. I'll defend you. You're one of the best tenants the airport's had in a long time. So that's my piece.
Thank you. Any other comments? Audience? Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Have a motion. How about a second?
Second.
Thank you. I don't want to spend the night here. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Pass.